Welcome back. We're live and local this morning. I'm Jordan Miller. Joining us right now, live in studio, we're honored. He made the big trip all the way from about 20 feet behind us in his office. We have Java Joel from Mix 94.1 joining
waiting
us.
In the green room this whole time. Man. Where's my mimosa? Where's my masseuse?
Yeah, I will trust us. I've been doing this, 6 months or whatever. Billy's never greeted me with a mimosa. That would be great. Billy. That'd be great. I don't know Alpha's policy on alcohol in the workplace, but I can only assume it would help us work better.
Larry's got a flask at his desk. What's happening.
Come on. He's the big dog, though. All right. Today is National DJ Day.
Woo-hoo.
Disc Jockey Day. I think it's great because there are some dumb ones. Let's be real. National Squirrel Day. Do you celebrate that?
Do I celebrate National Squirrel Day?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No?
All of these names are stupid. They basically, these holidays are basically there so dopey DJs like me can say, hey, it's National, Quesadilla Day. Some of these are stupid. Hey, it's, Chocolate Martini Day. They get really specific, but no, I think there's National DJ Day, though. I'm absolutely celebrating this, and I'm very happy about it. I'm wearing my hat and everything, and I'm ready to party on Mix 94.1 right across the hall here.
Sorry, so it's National DJ Day. It's a day just for people like you.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I was just talking to somebody recently. This year marks my 30th year in radio. I started out in college radio like so many of us did. We started out in college radio, and that'll be 30 years, which is really weird for me to say that out loud. 30 years this fall. This coming fall is my 30th year on the radio. But DJs. Back in the day when DJs, first started out, they really wanted the DJ to have like a deep resonant voice, they call them boss jocks, holding the headphones and running up ramps and talking up intros to songs and stuff. But now they really want you to be like a personality. They want you to be and when I say they mean me, because I'm the program director as well of Mix. And we're looking for people who are personalities more than like DJs. Because DJ has like a, I don't want to say a negative connotation, but it kind of does. It's like, you think of DJs, think of these yucky guys, saying, hey, everybody, we're playing the nonstop hits and that kind of thing. And that's kind of like, fallen out of favor. Now it's more like we want personalities on the radio, like you guys, for instance.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it that I don't think people know. I mean, you constantly, as a DJ over there, as the content director, you're constantly doing your research on everything that's going on, especially entertainment. You have to be in the know just as much as anyone else.
Really, especially a format like Mix 94.1 where it's very contemporary. I mean, a lot of people think that the job is basically just us talking. We go in there, we push some buttons, and we talk, but there is a lot of preparation involved. I mean, it takes about maybe an hour a day to take a look at what's happening locally, and then what's happening in the world of pop culture and that kind of stuff. We stay away from politics on Mix. Yeah. The music stations need to do that because we don't want to polarize too many people, but there's a lot of preparation involved, but I wanted to be a DJ since I was 6 years old. And this goes back to 1981 when I was 6 years old, and I toured my very first radio station when I was six. And it was a lot like this station. It was a lot like WHBC. It was a standalone building, in a very small, Canton's obviously a bigger city than where I came from. This is like far upstate New York, little, small town radio station. And I was just, enamored by the whole thing. Uh-huh. I was just blown away to see all the equipment and the tape machines and just the fact that this little room, with a studio could be booming all across this huge area and people could be listening in all different types of environments at work in their car. I just thought it was so neat. And, ever since I was six, I wanted to do it. And here I am now living the dream.
You've got great experience. I walk in your office and you just got all these platinum records. It seems like just hanging up in there.
Well, that's not a lot. There's a lot of other, program directors and radio people have tons more. But I mean, that's just one of the, because I came from Cleveland. I was up in Cleveland for about 15 years, working for iHeartRadio. Got blown out of there about a year ago, which happens. It's the radio. Radio business can be a little bit tumultuous. That's nothing new. That's been around for a while.
I love to hear that 6 months in, but continue.
Yeah, I know, right? Strap in, Jordan. You're in for a hell of a ride. But no, it's been, here's the thing. I wanted to do this since I was a kid. I'm doing it. It definitely has its ups and downs. When you lose your job, that's a bummer, and you don't know what's going to happen in the future. But I was lucky enough to land here for a great company and a great group of people and an awesome building with a ton of history. If people ever get a chance to check this place out in person, I know we're still technically closed because of COVID, but Man, I mean, I brought my family down here about a month ago, just before Christmas, and they were you know, just amazed by it, like, all the history here. Just some of the people that have been in this building. You know, Paul Harvey's been in this building. Larry King was in this building. I mean, just so much history, and I'm just happy to be here. Where's my mimosa, Billy? Where's my mimosa?
Okay, I have to ask. So I read somewhere that a disc jockey is one of the sexiest jobs in the world. I mean, do you agree with that?
Look at me. I'm the epitome of sex. I'm the epitome, the walking...
I'm just making sure.
Right.
All right. So
That's news to me. Where did you find that statistic?
It says, according to Tinder, radio personality is one of the most right-swiped jobs you can have. And if we're single, you've got a shot. 39% have dated a listener before.
Well, I did better than that. I married a listener. I was starting out in upstate New York in a really small town, a college town, and it was my first paying radio job. I was 19 years old, and this one group of people would call me every night. It was two girls and a guy. They were in college. They had an off-campus, you know, house that they stayed in, an apartment, and they would call me up every night because there wasn't too many radio stations up there. And we got to talking, and then, yes, I ended up going over to their house and becoming friends with these people and eventually, you know, falling in love with one of the girls. And then next thing you know, I'm married to her. I married a listener. I was one of those guys.
Oh, there you go. You're one of the 39%.
Right. So
you're just a statistic at this point.
And by the way, she was totally unimpressed with me that I was on the radio. She could care less. It was my sparkling personality that wowed her, I guess.
All right. Now, I've been doing the media thing a while myself. Journalism, radio's new to me, but I've been doing TV. I like to say it's injected into my veins. I really don't know how to do anything else, maybe marketing, outside of being a personality, being a journalist. Would you be able to do anything else?
I don't know. I was posed with that question about a year ago because, like I say, I lost my job with iHeartRadio in Cleveland. And you get to a point where, like, boy, I really thought I was going to be here for the long haul. You know, I thought I was, like, one of the company guys, and I guess I wasn't valued, so... Now what? What do I do? And I actually thought about that. Like, is it now maybe the time for me to, like, get out of radio, which is, like, really scary because I don't have a plan B, Jordan. I'm not like you. I'm not smart. I don't have, like, a different outlet to go. You know, you're coming up in the digital world and you're much more into that than I would say I am. So I don't have a plan B. I mean, it's a scary thing to be posed with, that sort of question. But so no, I don't know. Maybe this is how bad I got. I actually tried to apply for Uber or Lyft. And I got denied because I had an accident so I couldn't even do that. So I don't know. I don't know where my skills could be applied to, but hopefully I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, WHBC and Mix 94.1, they're here, at least I think, from the vibe we've got, for the long term. You know, they want people committed here. They want to give that same commitment.
Right.
That's what I like about that, but I'm also very young in this business.
Right.
So we'll see. Now, how long do you plan on doing the DJ thing for? I mean, do you have another 25 years in you?
I'll go for as long as I want to do it. I mean, I'm also the program director, so I also like programming quite a lot, as well. But as far as the on-air stuff goes, I'll keep doing it until there's an audience for it, you know?
Because don't you have to on air keep that... keep that personality. I mean, as you get older, would you lose that a little bit? Do you see that? Obviously, you've been around a lot longer than I have when it comes to that stuff. But as people get older, do they lose that spunk on air?
There's some guys that are able to do it well into their 60s and 70s. There's a guy named Dale Dorman who used to work for a top 40 station in Boston, Kiss 108. And he was doing top 40 radio, you know, talking up 50 Cent and Eminem songs as late as 2003. And here he is in his 60s, nearing 70. And he sounded great. I think it's just a matter of if you are able to live the lifestyle and if you're able to reflect that lifestyle. I think as long as you're coming off as genuine and not some phony, I think that's good. As soon as I, you know, if I start, you know, doing too many dad jokes on the air, maybe it's time for me to maybe do oldies or something or something like that. But I think as long as you can stay relevant and, you know, entertaining to whoever your target audience is, I think you're going to be good to go. But I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right.
You know? You let me know when I start to sound lame on the radio. Then maybe it's now. Maybe now is the time.
It might be. No, I'm kidding. Alan Freed, he passed away 57 years ago today.
Yes.
He helped coin the term rock and roll. How does someone like that inspire what you do?
Well, he inspired a whole generation of DJs. I mean, it wasn't just me. I mean, if it wasn't for him, who knows what would happen in music radio. You know, he kind of broke out of Cleveland and then New York. He went to New York after that, I believe. And, you know, became a phenomenon with not only his on-air show, but also his Moondog radio show, which is very popular in Cleveland. It was a festival show, kind of. And he was known for that. And that's where he got sort of, you know, there was the payola thing. If anybody knows anything about payola, where you take money and bribes to play certain songs, he got involved with that, allegedly. And a lot of guys got involved with that. One of the guys was Dick Clark. But Dick Clark came out unscathed. Alan Freed, however, his name became tarnished. He got roped into that whole thing. He became an alcoholic, and unfortunately, he died very, very young. But yes, he's the guy who popularized the coin, rock and roll, and I believe he's buried up in Cleveland, I think on the east side. I could be wrong on that. I believe his remains are in the Cleveland area, I think. Somebody could maybe correct me on that, but a legend for sure.
Before we go, I have to ask you this. Your favorite kind of music to play?
To play? I always got a soft spot for top 40 pop music. I'm a big 80s guy. I grew up in the 80s and early 90s, so that's where my heart is. But I, you know, country, I can't do country. Can't do country new or old. I mean, old, I guess, but that's the one format I probably would have a hard time doing. But as far as like top 40, rhythmic top 40, that kind of stuff, that's my wheelhouse, as they say.
All right, Java Joel, thanks for joining us from Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Listen every day, 2 to 7. Thank you, Jordan.